Page 142. Read. Bird brains.
Have you ever heard the expression bird brain? It's used to say that a person isn't very smart and implies that birds aren't smart either. We all know that birds have remarkable gifts, from the peregrine falcon's incredible speed to the peacock's amazing display of plumage. But what about their intelligence? In fact, ornithologists have revealed that some birds are among the smartest creatures on Earth. Parrots can learn hundreds of words, pigeons use complex math, and scrub jays are great at remembering where to find things. Birds have also shown the ability to make tools, navigate huge distances, and construct elaborate nests. Maybe they're not so bird-brained after all. Tool-making birds. Tools have been essential in the development of human civilization. People used to think that only humans had the ability to make tools. Then scientists discovered that some apes, like chimpanzees, also make tools. And guess what? Some birds can make tools too. The woodpecker finch is a bird that's native to the Galapagos Islands. It displays remarkable intelligence by using the spine from a cactus as a tool. The finch uses this spine to spear insects and remove them from their hiding places. A different type of finch, called a cactus finch, has also learned this skill by watching and mimicking the woodpecker finch. How's that for smart? Occasionally, birds even use humans to help them. Carrion crows in Japan have been seen placing walnuts on busy highways. Why would they do this? These crows have figured out that it's simpler to have a car smash a nut for them than to open it using their beaks. The crow first drops the nut on the highway and then flies to a safe place. Next, it patiently waits for a car to run over the nut. Once the nut is smashed, the crow watches for the traffic lights to change and the cars to stop. It then flies down to eat its freshly opened treat. Long-distance travelers. Birds like to be warm and have abundant supplies of food. They also need a place to breed. As the weather grows colder in one part of the world, many birds will fly vast distances to find new homes and sources of food. These annual journeys, called migrations, can be dangerous. The birds may encounter man-made hazards like power lines and skyscrapers, or dangerous weather such as high winds that can push them out to sea. In the spring of every year, a tiny bird called the willow warbler flies from Africa to the UK. During this flight, it travels a phenomenal distance of several thousand kilometers, crossing deserts, mountains, and oceans. Then, in the fall, it returns to Africa to avoid the harsh winter and the absence of the insects it feeds on in Europe. Show-offs. Like us, birds occasionally want to impress each other. They do this in a variety of ways, including singing and showing off their colorful feathers. These displays are usually meant to attract a mate. The bowerbird has an interesting technique for impressing others. It builds its nest, or bower, on the ground, not up in a tree like most other birds. The bower itself is made of twigs, leaves, and a plant called moss. Like an artist, the bowerbird then decorates its nest with bright objects in matching colors. These might include feathers, shells, small stones, and even man-made objects, such as bottle caps, that the bowerbird collects and artistically arranges. After the bower is completed, the male bowerbird's design will be inspected by a female bowerbird. Birds make and use tools, travel great distances, and decorate their homes like artists. Far from being bird-brained, they're very brainy creatures indeed. As ornithologists continue to study and learn more about our feathered friends, They anticipate discovering even more amazing bird behaviors.